This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they would like to honor those who built this city. So nominate your friend, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, anybody who has built this incredible city. When you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com, great prize package, $1,000 cash, baseball tickets, you get to be on a billboard, all that stuff. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and nominate them. Where do we stand on allowing Rob Ninkovich back on the program after he was out late and blew us off in New Orleans last week?
I don't blame him for that. You know, we should have known.
Yeah, it's New Orleans.
He was in New Orleans. It was a Thursday night.
All right, he wants to come on and grade the Patriots draft and talk about Shador.
Oh, I'd like to see what his grade would be.
You would?
Okay. Yeah, I want to see
him tomorrow when he joins us.
all right, we'll get Ninkovich on before the show ends. But right now, They Said It. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, I do want to get to Mel Kiper, but first I want to play you some audio because Shador and Dion were recording themselves all weekend throughout this draft process. And so here was some audio of Dion and Shador reacting to him sliding in the draft. And Dion immediately believes that there's no way this is about football.
It's funny when he's lost for words.
I know what's going on.
But it's funny because he never comes to the conclusion. No, he never does.
No,
he's going to be the last one to ever say that.
I like to have hope, and I like, well, I trust God. Dang, it's God ain't got it. This
ain't God.
This is the devil.
It wasn't cute after 21. That was the final straw. But you can explain. This is just unexplainable now.
This to the point now where you're like, hey, man. All right, y'all
gotta
stop. It's too hard.
What was Dion saying? It was not about football.
Yeah, so he said this is not about football. And then there at the end, he said, "Come on, man, you gotta stop. This is getting too obvious." AKA, he's the reason that Shador is sliding, and that it has nothing to do with football.
It's the kid from Louisville.
Is any of the blame on him? When it comes to the slide,
I don't blame him, but I think this is a reaction from NFL teams against Dion. Yeah. I think that's part of it.
I don't think it's a blame. But the kid from Louisville did you see the
Tyler Shuck, please? Oh, Mitch has the clip.
Oh, my God.
If you can show this clip of Tyler Shuck, this was a kid that was drafted before Shador Sanders. And if you can explain it to me, great. Anybody who makes this pass, this is worse than anything I've seen from Mac Jones. Like, look at this.
I was talking about the one.
Underhand throws it to the other team.
Holy cow.
That kid was drafted before Shador Sanders. It make sense.
Looks like Bledsoe.
Right, but I was talking about the combine one, the one where he's, like, drifting off to the left and throws the ball, like, the kid's running a deep dig route and throws the ball, like, 15 yards in front of him.
I can do that.
I mean, Listen, did Shador hurt himself? Yes, but the fact that he went in the fifth round, I mean, come on.
It was nice that KFC responded to Shador saying, like, God bless after he did get picked up. And they were saying, you know, we got rejected over 1,000 times before landing, you know, our recipe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, there you go.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy from Barstool.
Oh, no.
No, that's nice.
Oh, that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, the chicken.
Well, there was... one guy at draft weekend who melted down about Shador not getting drafted. We can finally hear Mel Kiper reacting to Shador's slide in the NFL draft.
So Shador Sanders, I got the same thing. I fought it, but I had to fight it a lot, right? Well, the call's going to say, no, he's not that. Because he's not 6'3", 230, doesn't have the rocket arm, doesn't run 4'6". You can't change that. But to have a quarterback with the kind of ability he shows under duress, accurate, decision maker, tough. This to me is about what I think they perceive as You talk about cocky or confident, arrogant or charismatic, okay? Leadership. There's not going to be a show. There's not going to be a circus with Shedeur Sanders. Deion Sanders was one of the hardest working players in the history of this game. He brought with him a great work ethic. He's loved in every locker room. Atlanta Braves clubhouse, by the way. Shedeur Sanders will be the same thing. He will galvanize. And whatever perception's out there, I don't know what people are thinking is going to happen when Shedeur Sanders is brought to your football team, except he's going to work. He's going to have all those players going to rally around him. He's going to be a hell of a quarterback in this league, and he will cause a lot of sleepless nights and a lot of anguish for the teams that pass on him. He's going to come in. He'll have a chip. He'll come in motivated more than ever before. But Shedeur Sanders should have been a one. He's going to be a four. We'll see what happens.
I mean, his dad earned the right to be prime time, to act the way he acted.
Yeah.
I think there are probably NFL teams and others who don't think that Shedeur, just because of his name, has earned that right.
No, and I get it, but there, and I
but that's okay.
But I kind of agree with Shyam. Like, I understand why he fell. I just don't understand how and why he fell that far. Because you brought up the kid from Louisville, whether it was Dylan Gabriel, whether it was Jalen Milroe. I will say this. All those NFL mock draft people, it basically shows that no one knows what they're talking about because no one had Shedeur going past.
Well, it's because I think to Greg's point, like, there is a degree of that, and that's what should have knocked him out of the first round.
Right.
And so when if he was to get him drafted in the second or third round on Friday night, it would have made all the sense in the world. You would have been right, absolutely. But the fact that he falls into the fifth round past guys like Tyler Shuck and Dylan Gabriel is asinine. It's stupidity.
This is the throw of the kid at the combine. That's the kid who got drafted ahead of Shedeur. This is at the NFL Combine.
Are you? Oh. I think that's Courtney without her glasses.
Yeah,
reading
true.
Like, this is the kid who went in the second round, and so
he's 27, by the way.
And right. And so we all think Shedeur. Who knows where his talent is? But on the field, but I do believe that there was some type of, you know, shenanigans done where this kid went to the fifth round. Like, all right, the third round, I can agree with you. Second round, I can agree with all that. But you get past the fourth round, and there's these type of guys going ahead of you?
This is Rob from Swampscott. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. So it's a shame what happened to the Sanders kid. Okay, I know he had high expectations, but at one point in my career, I was a hiring manager, and I know that I wasn't working in the NFL, which is equivalent to Disneyland for high-end athletes. But when you show up for an interview, if you do not show up on point, looking like you're prepared, looking like you give a crap, and looking like you're focused and attentive to the questions and take some accountability for poor decisions that they're going over with you on tape, then all you're doing is announcing to those people that you're sitting with, hey, I'm going to be the biggest headache in the world for you if you pick me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I worked in high tech, and I can tell you what managers in high tech don't want. They don't want headaches with the people that work for them. They just want to be able to get the work done. So,
but I agree, Rob, I agree with you, right, that did affect him. But that shouldn't affect him to the point where you completely slide all the way to the fifth round, because there's been plenty of issues with guys at the combine.
Yeah.
There's been plenty of issues with guys at the combine. Yeah, and it affects them a little bit. They might fall a couple, you know, they might go from the top of the first to the bottom of the first or even into the second round. But the fact that he fell great
that far.
Right.
Yeah.
Even when they at the end when people like, oh, he'll probably go in the 20s, and we were like, wow, that's a drop for Shedeur?
Yeah.
But to go in the fifth round behind some of these Scrabeans?
Yeah, I know. All right, we got to take a break. You have more? We'll get to the rest of it.
I do, yeah.
Okay, all right. And we'll see if we can get Rob Ninkovich to join us as well coming up on The Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.